So first of all, as in all the meditations, finding a posture that's going to support you to be both stable and relaxed and alert. So it's like the body is mirroring the attitude of mind that we're bringing. So if you need to shift about a bit, then find your balance side to side. Are you balanced? Are your hips balanced? Are your shoulders balanced? And what comes to your mind? Maybe you notice the breath. Maybe there's a thought. Maybe there's some pain in the body somewhere. So whatever is happening in your experience, can you just notice that you're knowing it? So if there's a thought, or even just the sound of my voice, what is it that's receiving that thought or that sound? So this doesn't have to be a kind of tight search. We're not trying to find a single tight spot. It's more like maybe you can notice my words coming in. And notice they actually come into a space, an aware space in the mind and the heart. Or if you have a thought, is there a space, a knowing space around the thought that's knowing it? So sometimes it's helpful to visualize. Like the inner experience can be like as if you go into a forest and you notice the trees, first of all. This is what you look at. This is what you go towards. You go and you touch the tree. This is often what we do with our thoughts. Or with our experience as it arises in our mind, we go immediately straight to the object, straight to the thought. But now imagine it's like as if you're in the forest and you notice the trees and you notice the space between the trees. This is like you notice the thought or the sound of my voice and you notice the space around it that's receiving, that's knowing. And this spacious knowing, This is what we can call awareness, the receiving awareness. So just notice whatever impression is arising for you, whatever you're noticing. It might be the feeling of your legs on the cushion. It might be your breath. It might be a difficult feeling. It might be a thought or a mood. It doesn't matter what level of experience you're noticing. But just notice the knowing of it. That it's being received into a space. There's something that knows. And what's that like? It's really helpful to practice just again and again whatever is coming up, noticing the knowing that's with it. So it really doesn't matter what your experience is. It can be painful, it can be pleasant, it can be neutral. And you can get to know that quality, you can get to know that visitor, as Ajahn Chah was saying. But you can also notice the one who's knowing, the space that experience is arising in, which is the space of your own awareness, your own knowing. So I have different images that are helpful for me. It's like, so you can imagine a forest and then the space between the trees. So that's like, say, a thought and the space around it, the knowing that's around it. And they coexist. But most often we only notice the tree. We only notice the thought. Whereas we're getting to notice this background presence, this background awareness or knowing. Which is like the space around the tree. So just seeing if you can touch that, taste it. And if it's too much to go into an inner experience, then just like, what is hearing my voice? It's like you're looking backwards towards your own awareness. if you can notice this space of knowing at all in yourself, that which is knowing my voice or knowing your breath, can you feel a little bit into its qualities? So for me, I experience it like a space of receiving, a space of non-judging. So if there's a space that your thought is arising into, just as the space around the tree doesn't push the tree or pull the tree, or try and make it bend to its wishes, this is what the space of our knowing is like. It doesn't judge, it doesn't push away, it doesn't pull towards. It receives. It holds, actually, our experience. And it can listen. So it's like our own awake consciousness, our own awakeness that is always here with every experience, so it's just noticing it. Ajahn Sumedho used to remind us that if we didn't have this knowing, we wouldn't be able to stand up, to walk, to open a door, to pick up a spoon. This knowing is here all of the time. We just don't notice. So simple questions. What is it that's knowing my voice? Is there a space in your heart that's receiving my voice or a thought? Or your body? All of these impressions like arising and falling. Into the ocean of awareness. You can also liken it, you can see it as similar to just the inner listening. What is it that's listening to your experience, seeing your experience? So it's just questioning, what is it that's knowing? And what's that like? Again, the quality of one of the qualities of awareness that I find is that it's very, very spacious. So it's a bit like going into the forest and first of all looking at the tree, which would be my thoughts or my feelings, my body, or something very kind of an object that I really want to go towards. And then I would suddenly notice the space. Oh, I'm knowing this thought, this feeling, this body. So that's not 100% what I am. There's also this knowing, spacious knowing, like the space around the tree. And sometimes that can be a small space, very close. And sometimes you can look up to the sky and actually see the space of the heart is vast. We have an immense capacity to receive different experiences. And just as the sky doesn't get shaken about by the clouds that pass through it or the birds, this is what awareness is like. It's like the vast receiving, listening, aware space of the heart. I'll be quiet for the rest of the meditation, but maybe you can just practice with this exploring of, so if I'm noticing my breath, what is it that knows my breath? And what's that knowing like? Or a thought? Can I step back from the thought? And what is it that knows? What is receiving? And what is that receiving space like? Just keep practicing with noticing both. Whatever's coming, whatever object is coming, and the knowing. What is it that knows? And how is that? Now, as we come to the end of the meditation, just noticing where you are, what's happening, what's unfolded for you in this meditation. And if you've been able to sense a little bit into the space of knowing, just tasting that. And if there's confusion, just notice, oh, there's confusion. Well, somewhere I'm knowing it. So, even that, whatever experience we're having, as soon as we know it, this quality is actually present.